All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and yeah, I whooped Rockfort's ass. It wasn't that big of a deal, but yeah, I defeated him. He turned into some stupid monster that didn't even look half as good as I thought it was going to. Had to reinstall Windows, go through all that. I still have to restart I have to restart Windows Explorer every time I start my computer now, but things seem to be working, and Windows 10 is just fucking garbage. Anyway, I've got a working computer now, for now, and let's go ahead and get started. You want Eve Nickel? We managed to beat him. Rockfort's corpse. As though his life was utterly depleted, Rockfort's body disappeared. What in the world happened there? A person turning into a monster? This sucks. He's gone without a trace, so we have nothing to investigate. The way the White Knight and the Black Knight were so unfazed by their allies' dilemma was rather eerie. Are they the Snake Crest people you talked about? They're kinda really gross. No point thinking about it now. Let's help the girls here calm down and get some rest. The party stopped Rockfort and his plans in the Republic of Lancelot, but the mystery of the organization known as Snake Crest only deepened. Thanks, they could have been much worse if you hadn't come. If only we got here a bit sooner. Sorry, Culpus. Don't feel too bad, please. We're okay. I'm sorry, it's my fault. My trust in Rockfort made you all suffer. Why would you trust in that guy anyway? He had scum written on his face. Tio. Your support was more than just words, but I was persuaded by falsehoods and ended up hurting those I wanted to protect. I'm not worthy of anyone's support. No, that's not true. Everything you do is worthy of support. Huh? Look, the girls living here are smiling again. That's not something I could have helped them do. That's right. It isn't your fault, Tio. It's that liar's fault, obviously. I'm fine, Miss Tio. Please feel better about yourself. Oh! Thank you, everyone. Sorry. I'm sorry. We appreciate that you wanted to save us, but seeing you about to cry over it is painful for us, too. Okay. From now on, I'll try to look after you with a smile. The girls seem alright. Yeah, but I hope we can... excuse me. Yeah, but I hope we can have them live somewhere nicer next day. Next day? One day. I'm sorry for all the trouble I put you through. It's no big deal. Yes, it is. I want to make up for it somehow. I'll do anything, so just ask. Okay, let me rub your boobs. Huh? Let me rub your boobs. Well, I don't mind. Wait, no, I do mind, but it's just as an apology. Yay, thanks. Boing. Aster began to grope the breasts bulging under Tio's suit. Wow, I knew they'd be soft. Your rubbing's kind of perverse. Ah, awesome. This is what happiness feels like. That rubbing. Stop. I'm making weird sounds. Whoa, they both look like they're enjoying it. Watching people do this gives me sort of a strange feeling. Oh, but I think it's giving me an idea. How nice it is to be young.